Our former government employee and nuclear physicist, Bob Lazar, breaks his silence. In this extraordinary interview, he discusses his classified work at the military's top secret saucer research facility known as S-4. Bob Lazar is a nuclear physicist specializing in advanced propulsion systems. In 1989, he was hired by the military to back-engineer the propulsion system of an extraterrestrial craft. Lazar worked at what is undoubtedly the most top-secret research facility in the world, S-4.
There was absolutely no ET craft, ET technology, anything like that at Area 51. This is why S-4 was made specifically to separate it there. People at Area 51 do not have the clearance.
According to Lazar, the military had not been test-flying alien crafts at Area 51. Rather, the disks many had videotaped and photographed were actually being flown out of S-4, just several miles away.
The S-4 facility is an area just off the Papoose Lake bed, dry like that. And it consists of 9 hangars. The hangars have sloped doors on them with a sand texture coating. At the time that I was working there at McCarran International Airport in Las Vegas, there was a special projects EG&G building. When I was told to go to work, I drove there, parked my car there, got in a plane at the airport, flew to Groom Lake, where I deplaned and waited for a bus, and the bus drove me down to S4. The first disc I saw, I believe it was the second, or I think it was the third time I was up there. Upon seeing it, it struck me that, well, this explains all the UFO sightings. Not thinking that it was an extraterrestrial craft, that this must have been some advanced form of fighter that we've been working on for years, and, you know, people have just caught it being tested, so on and so forth. And it never even occurred to me, even though I was looking at an extraterrestrial vehicle, that, you know, this wasn't man-made. I give everything nicknames there. The one I worked on was kind of sleek looking, and I gave it the name of the sport model. There was one that looked like a jello mold. There was one that looked like a top hat. There was a disc that was turned up on its side, and it had a large projectile hole with the middle bent outwards on it. I can only surmise they were testing it to see if a projectile could penetrate it.
Alien crafts like the one Bob worked on had already been sighted throughout the world. But until Lazar entered the disc, he thought it was man-made.
It probably really hit me when I got inside the craft and looked around and began to understand how the craft was operated and finally grasped the whole project as a whole, as what we were doing, the fact that we weren't building this thing. We were trying to find out how it was made. We were back engineering it. When I first got to look inside the craft, all I can say, it's an ominous feeling. You walk in there and it feels as if you shouldn't be there. I know that sounds kind of corny, but it's a real ominous feeling. It's not an exciting feeling. It brings up a whole lot of questions in your mind. I only witnessed one test flight up close, officially. That I was just inside the hangar. The craft lifted off the ground. Virtually noiseless, other than a small corona discharge in the bottom of the craft, indicating the presence of high voltage. That dissipated at about 30 feet, and it stood there completely silently and moved over to the left and to the right and sat back down. That was the entire test. This was quite a scientific feat, to lift something completely silently, under control, and perform a maneuver like that.
From deep inside the underground test facility, Lazar learned how these craft operate by studying their propulsion systems.
I had to hang upside down in there to see the lower level, essentially. And there were 3 large gravity amplifiers. These devices looked like about a 2-foot diameter, 4-foot long piece of pipe hanging by a smaller piece of pipe from the level above, and they can be independently positioned, and that's what emits the gravitational waves that propel the craft. They'll use 1 gravity generator to lift the craft off the ground, and as opposed to what we're used to, for instance, a plane, once it's in the air, we envision thrust or some force coming out the back of it to push it forward. The crafts work completely opposite of that. What they do is once they're hovering in the air, they'll swing the gravity, two remaining gravity generators up in front of them and create a distortion, essentially a downhill, and the craft rolls downhill for infinity.
As seen here, these craft don't always fly in a similar fashion. They have been seen and photographed flying in radically different positions. Lazar explains.
There's what they call Omicron configuration, where the craft is using one generator, or Delta configuration, where it's utilizing all three. Delta configuration would be for space travel. Essentially, the craft will tilt up on its side, focus the three gravity generators to a single point, and move through space that way. It's always chasing a little distortion. That's why they look goofy when they fly around at low speed. Gravity will vary somewhat, and you will get odd movements of the craft. So its low speed mode is kind of unstable for the most part.
Lazar was also able to shed light on one of the phenomena that's commonly seen in so many sightings.
If you were going to see one of these crafts at night operating, it would appear really as a glowing ball or just a bright light in the sky from a distance. Even close up, you know, you'd see a glowing halo around it. What you're dealing with is a high energy source in essentially a gas atmosphere, oxygen, nitrogen. And when you apply enough energy to a gas molecule, they emit photons, they emit light. Well, when you're on the outside, you know, you pretty much think, you know, how could they keep something like this secret? It's a crime against science, it's a crime against the people and all that. But, you know, your feelings change once you're privy to the information. Before I was at S4, I was more or less one of the guys that thought, you know, all these government conspiracy and UFO buffs and things like that were complete lunatics. Obviously, the ET craft do exist. Something had to build them, so there must be aliens. And since there are and the craft are there, there must be some sort of factory and an entire civilization somewhere. And if in fact that is true, and it apparently is, then there must be others.